Okay, today, Lekavod Yisrael, that's saying Kriya Shema now, we're going to have the following shiur. So I was going to say the halachas of Kriya Shema, because he's in the middle of reading Kriya Shema. But we did that 2 days ago, so today we're going to do something else. Oh, hi Yisrael, I'm just giving you a shout out. Nobody knows who the name is, so they know I'm referring to Yosipov. They don't know I'm referring to Yosipov. I just said Yisrael. Okay. His name's not Yosipov, I know. Okay. So, let's learn the halachas of Erva, Be'isha, and the Isur of saying Kriyat Shema. The Isur of making brachot, the Isur of learning Torah in places which you have Ervat Davar. Very, very complicated, very crucial, and very controversial. We're going to deal with it today. The basic rule is Asur Likrai Kriyashma, Oy Litpalel, Oy Lavarich Bracha, and Veloimer Davish of Gedusha, Ailil Matira, Kishu Aru. Okay? So this is the basic rule. Now you notice we put a lot of things together. Kriyashma, Davening, Bracha, Davish of Gedusha, Taira. Soon we're going to learn some of these are mutter sometime in certain different scenarios. But the basic rule is, all this is asur, when what? When arum. Kol shelibo ro'eh et ha'erva. V'lo yidaish b'mash mechas es gufay. It's not enough to just cover yourself. If it's libo ro'eh et ha'erva, not good.
What does that mean? It's not enough to cover.
Which means is a person goes and he starts covering.
It's a robe, you say.
It's a robe, but if it's able to be open like and you're able to see you yourself, it's not open to the public. That's called liboy roya es ta erva. Loy daisha mechas says gufay. For example, a person goes, he puts a chveis like a blanket over himself. It's covered for the public maybe, but it's still. Not dressed.
What do you mean? Your head is under the blanket, or
means if you cover yourself with a sheet, for example. So it's not people who are seeing the erva, but you yourself are not dressed.
But if I cover a sheet here, I can't see it either.
No, so it's not about technically libo roe at the erva, because usually you don't actually see there. It's when a person is arum, undressed. So even if he seems to like cover up. Is not really called dressed. You understand?
So you're not supposed
to. So you're not supposed to read Kriya Shema, Davin, Bracha, Davin Shem Kedusha, and Dvar Torah. Yet, that's only about talking Torah. But if you Mahara B'Divrei Torah, Mutar, which is a big machloikis, and Svardim are Mekil, with the sheet of the Bet Yosef, that hirur b'divrei Torah is mutar. So, let's say you're going to take a bath, or you're going mikvah, whatever it is. You're allowed to take in earphones with an iPod that has shurim, no problem. And maybe it's a good idea. Maybe so that's yeah. Why not? What's wrong?
So, if I want to go take a shower,
and you want to hear, yeah, you can hear divrei Torah. Yes,
in the bath.
Yes. Wow. Make your faces like that. What are you making? Well, you don't like. I'll rip it out. I'll rip out the halacha. I'll take a scissor, and I'll cut out the halacha. It's not a big deal.
They said
I also heard otherwise.
You heard otherwise, and you heard otherwise, and he heard otherwise. Okay.
It's a machlokes.
It's you and the halacha. So let me show you what the halacha is. Now, the truth, you heard all this. Why did you hear all this? Because you probably heard from an Ashkenazic rabbi. Ashkenazic rabbis will preach to you that you're not allowed to be ma'arer divrei Torah v'veta merchatz. Not true. maybe not true. It's the sheet of Ashkenaz. The sheet of Sfarad is Hirhur is Mutar. But there's a little catch to this halacha. You ready? Lefikach hametrachetz bambatyat pratit mutal lahachnis tape lishmoya divrei kedusha. Af api shomed arum umitrachetz. So put on the tape of the shiur of Rabbi Wolkin in the shower. Go ahead. So he's still making hand gestures. Okay. Moshe, this doesn't apply to you. Why you don't take showers? That's if there's no bathroom. Problem. Yeshan base kisei. Awesome. If you shagam the bati kisei shows my name, shabadar klaim the kiyim. Aser lahare bedivrei Torah. Which itself is also being machlaikis. But he's being machmir with the shita that today's bathroom. Now let me explain to you. Why does he talk about today's bathroom? And the answer is we have something called beta kisei shel parsayim. The Persians, besides from making nuclear weapon and giving us Mishael, they also gave us
Mishael on the house.
Besides that, they also gave us a Beis HaKisei called Beis HaKisei Shel Parsiim, which means that it went straight out and it wasn't there. So our flush system, our plumbing system, in theory, comes from the Parsiim. And there's a whole nidain that there's no problem because it's clean.
They're
you flush and you're good. You're good to go. But that's an old machlokes. And the truth is, the first to speak about this was my great grandfather, the Skan Aron, that said that theoretically you could wash the tilat yadayim in our bathrooms. Why? Because we have the betakisa shel parsiim.
Oh.
It's flushed. It's clean. Smells good because you got the purple, the blue, the chveis that they put over there. Smells better than the people usually. Okay, so it's clean. And now that it's clean, so you don't have a problem. Now, it's not lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should go to the sink in the kitchen or whatever, or you should have by your bed the tilas yadayim. But, b'di'evit, if you want to wash the tilas yadayim in the beta kisei, it's possible. And I say possible because I don't want to get involved in a big argument, but many hold, and my grandfather is from the leading authorities on this, that it's possible that it's mutar. Okay? Okay, so the truth is, I'll tell you the amos. The amos is, it's brought down that you shouldn't wash your natilis, your dime of the morning, over anything which could grow, over anything which, because of the tumma, and who knows what's going to happen. Okay. The real truth is, theoretically, again, halachically, I'm not talking about Zohar, you know, with Zohar, it's a whole different story. If you wash the dishes, it shouldn't be a problem, really, right? As long as you wash the dishes afterwards, it's fine, right? So, I know that customarily, it's supposed to be taught that way. Moshe, are you in Queens? Are you in Queens? Okay. It should be taught that way. That you shouldn't wash your hands over your dishes in the sink.
Right,
okay. You should not. Because, again, you know, you're supposed to wash your dishes.
Just
and
morning?
The morning. Only the regular bread one is not a problem. It's not a Tum and Tyra story. So it's not a problem. Mayim Achronim also, theoretically, is not a Tum and Tahira. It's a salt thing. You'll wash it. You'll be good to go. Okay, so listen to me carefully.
Isn't it both for
if you? I see you're fixated on this topic. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay. Can we do this tomorrow?
Yes.
Tomorrow we'll do. One thing for sure, you shouldn't wash the tilas yadayim over your friend. That you should definitely shouldn't do. Okay? Put it away, please. Okay. So the issue is, let's get back to learning in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, someone's going to say, well, I don't even learn when I'm in the Beis Medrash. Why are you talking to me when I learn in the bathroom?
Is that true?
Okay, now.
There was a Rebbe who learned math in the bathroom.
The Grah, math. The Vilna Gaon learned math in the bathroom. So when you learn in the Beis Medrash, the amount of Torah he learns in the Beis Medrash, I'll let you learn math in the bathroom. But if you're busy learning all day something else, so maybe in the bathroom, not such a bad idea. When you're in the shower, to put on a Tara Tate. You're
allowed to think of Hashem in the bathroom?
I just told you. You have to think. It's Sheva Mitzvahs Tmidi Eis.
Oh, so even in the bathroom.
Achaira, no.
What about Hashem's name?
So, again, we hold Hirur Lav Kedibur, okay? Now, to think of Hashem's name maybe has to do like Divrei Torah, maybe better not. Okay? But, if a guy will be in the shower and he's going to listen to who knows what, or think about who knows what, maybe you're better off. No, this doesn't apply to you, or the phone? Okay, yeah. Now, V'chein Beis Merchatz, Shemitzrach Zimbarab. What about a public bathhouse? See, in America we don't have it, but you guys have banya. Banya.
Chinese
banya. Banyaska. Banyanya. Banana. Also, Lahara B'divei Torah B'Sei Chapeder Apnimi, Shabai Mitrachzit. The inner, because that's very sweat. There's a lot of sweat. It's Mipshum Denefisha Zahume. So where there's a lot of sweat, also you shouldn't. Today's bathrooms, but better not, because maybe you have a bathroom, but a lot of times you have a shower not together with the bath. Not together with the bathroom.
In Israel's
that way. So please take in my shurim, and if you don't like my shurim, you have Rav Aderet, and if you don't like Rav Aderet, you get all types of Torah anytime, right? So you should have a
door in the shower separates from the bathroom?
That's what I'm telling you. The shower is 100% okay. Not according to Ashkenaz. According to Ashkenaz,
they are. What you said in the beginning.
So I said, even that, there's room to talk. Okay, because it doesn't make a difference. Hirur lav kedibur. Okay, so let me repeat this halacha, because the truth is, it's very new to a lot of people, and they're like, what? What did he just say? And the answer is, to say Bracha Shema, that's a problem. But if a person's thinking, Hiru Lav Kedibur, it's not like speaking. And therefore, as long as it's not Nafish Zuhume, which means it's very dirty,
yeah. So
it's mutter. So the shower, you hear, would be mutter if there's no toilet. And the point of the toilet is, maybe if it's very clean, I don't know, it's not that simple. You come in and it's a clean toilet. It hasn't been used and it's been cleaned. I don't know. It's not so simple that it's aser. But he says it's aser. Okay? Now, a lot of times, you diaper a baby. And then people are near there where they want to make a bracha. Are you allowed to make a bracha near the diapering, uncovered, the child, a baby? So layikra kriyishma keneged ervas katan. You're not allowed to read kriyishma next to the katan. Afilu hu tinak ben yoimai. Now the problem is the mayhul and the father, they're making a bracha and the child is uncovered. So what do you do?
Covered.
So some do that, but that's because they don't know the halacha.
That is the mitzvah.
You're saying good. Moshe, something in your oatmeal this morning that's working out for you, all right? So the real truth is, he wants to be mechal between Kriyashman and Bracha. There are levels, and that's what I was trying to tell you. Kriyashman not, Brachas,
yes.
Yeah. So when you start saying by like the Sfaradim, Shema Yisro. What else do you say, Hashem? What else do you say, huh? No, but you also say, we say Shema Yisrael. So I don't know. Shema Yisrael is more like Kriyishma, is more like a bracha. It's not a real Kriyishma, it's just a pasuk Shema Yisrael. It's a good question. He doesn't deal with it. I have to look into this, okay? But Kriyishma, no? No. Bracha, yes. Av mutl avar keneged erbas katan. Lachain ain hamel tzarich lachasis erbasatinik oilasapanav b'shashimavarach alamila. As you understand,
bracha?
I'm sure there are plenty that are going to be machmen that for 1 second they cover
alamila up. Alamila is fine, but what about the first bracha? Asher kiddush.
Whatever it is, brachas hamutter. That's the whole yisoid. The whole yisoid is brachas are different than kriyishma. See, I started the class by bunching it all together. Kriyishma bracha tefila, but the truth is, it's levels. Bracha doesn't reach the same level as Kriyat Shema. Bracha is a little weaker than Kriyat Shema. Yes.
So, let's say, I don't know, maybe I'm not understanding it the right way. That's the night you wake up. right? You go use the bathroom, come out, you don't say Asher Yitzhak. You have nothing on.
That's a man. I'm talking about a child. We're differentiating between a child and Moshe says good. Could be it's part of the mitzvah is this. The problem is that by tefillah, we don't say that svara. For example, if a woman has to go to mikveh, she has to cover up. She can't come and say, that's the mitzvah. This doesn't apply to you. It's not for you. Kriyashma brachas don't apply to you? Okay, I just wanted to know. Okay, now. How about tefach migule b'isha? Ooh, this is the big topic. Tefach migule b'isha b'makom shedarka l'chasoto afilu yishto. A lot of people think, so it's my wife. So what? Still aser. But also likrei kriyashma ulavarech kenegda. And that you're not allowed to say kriyashma, and you're not allowed to make brachas. Now, the next line needs to be understood what he means. I'll give you the background. And then I'm going to read it, or maybe the other way. Maybe I'll read and I'll give you the background. Afilu b'makom sherov anashim olchot b'rishut rabim b'bigdei pritzut. Lula Sharvulim, without the covered the arms. Still Asul Barakh the Krak Kriyachma Kenegda. Now what does he want with this? The En Chiluk Bzeb Ben Azmanim Bam Komot. Now what does he want with this? You know, many in Europe did not cover their hair. The Ashkenazic Jews did not cover their hair. The problem was they did that in shul. They would come to shul that way. So how do you say Kriyat Shema? How do you pray? So the Achronim, especially the Lithuanian ones, came up with a heter. What was the heter? That since everybody does it, so it's not Erva anymore. Why you say it's a good svara? I'll explain to you the svara. Tell me something. If a person wears a bathing suit in a pool, is that lack of tzniut?
That's not erva. You just say shema with it. It's normal.
Darko. Let's repeat again. If a person wears a bathing suit in a pool, is that a problem? No. If a person goes undressed in a mikveh, is that a problem? No. And the answer is no. But if a person would wear little shorts, something short in the street, that's a problem. Why? Because it's not normal. Sniut means to not draw attention.
So you're saying
what I'm saying is that many.
You're saying
I'm saying that many.
Normal for the guy to go in a bathing suit. Women can also go in a bathing suit. This is what you're saying.
What did I just say? What?
I think this
okay,
is what
so let me tell you. Yeah, you have
covered and
selective hearing.
Thank God this
and warp thinking. Backwards. Selective hearing and warp thinking.
You just said that if something is normal.
So let me repeat. Relax. Take it easy.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that many understood that when it comes to certain rules of erva, it has a lot to do with
what's normal.
Now, then that's only for example, here. But erva is not an excuse.
Erva is not erva?
No.
What's erva?
And now, when I say no, many hold not like that. Many held here is erva. Okay, let me explain to you how I know that.
How do you explain erva?
Okay, so let me tell you. Let me give you.
Are there those that hold that a woman?
So let me answer you. Let me answer you before you start poisoning the people with your ideas. Okay.
It's not poisoning. I'm asking a lot of questions.
So I'm answering you, and the answer is as follows. Here can't be erva because how does it change between married and not married? You want to explain it to me?
What do you mean, hair covered?
How could a person's hair 1 minute be okay, and the minute she gets married, ooh, it became an erva? You want to explain it to me?
There are some people that hold that even before a person's married, she has to cover.
Again, let's think. You know, let's do a.
First of all,
let's do a exercise. Think and then talk. Can we do that? Is that possible? Or do we first talk and then we think?
We have the details. Covering hair is minotaur. There are abundant. Where is it from?
So the answer is, it's learned from Sota. By Sota, it says. Sheken derech benot Yisrael liot msarotei mechusot. Because you see the kain uncovers her hair.
Uh-huh.
So you see that the derech. You know what the word derech means?
The way.
It was the way. You understand? Yeah, you see? That's now again, I'm not telling you that this is what I hold or I don't hold anything. What I'm doing is I'm giving you the debate, all right? The issue, the discussion, all right? When you start hearing, right, what is that all about, okay? If you learn that erva is the actual hair, so you know something? If you go get a shetel, you put on a wig, and it's not the hair of the person, and sometimes it was hair of a horse years ago, so what's the big deal? You want to explain what the big deal is? It's not erva. And the answer is, what's the difference? As long as it causes hirudim, and as long as it makes the person have thoughts, that itself is the problem. So the question always is the problem that when you look at it, it's going to be attract thought and attention, which is really the root word of the word tzniut. The word tzniut is, you know, you could talk about a tzaddik who doesn't yell and scream as he's a tzanua. What does it have to do with erva? It has nothing to do with erva. And the answer is, when you don't cause attraction to you, that's...
You don't have to cause attraction to other Jews or
God. So that's a good question. Many hold that you're not responsible for God because they don't, what's the big deal? It's an old question. I'm not going to discuss that. For example, could a Jewish woman go in a pool or in a beach where everyone's going? So this is too controversial for me to talk in public. I don't want to talk about it.
This is the ones we're not on our phones for.
That's right. Yeah, I hear. That's right. I noticed that no one's on their phone except for this guy. This guy's like, no, you're not interested in what we have to say. It doesn't apply.
He has to be on his phone. Business. What?
He's yeah, he is. Okay, so then please be on your phone and give me some. Yeah, please. At least 10. Come on. You're disturbing my shit. At least 30%. Yeah. Okay, so listen carefully. Yeah, listen carefully. Okay, if it's serious, it's serious. Okay. The bottom line is, again, I want to repeat this clearly because I know that they're going to I'll be misquoted.
So is a woman allowed to misquoted.
And then when someone comes over to me and says, I'll say, I never said it. This guy made it up because he has a crazy, he has issues. He has psychological issues of thoughts of hirurim. I don't, okay, so let me explain to you again. All right. Libo ro'eta erva is the isur. The question is, what defines erva? Which someone here asked me, rightfully so. What is erva? That's a very good question. Tell me, you think that a woman's hand is erva? You believe that? So what does that mean? So the answer to that is that there's a part of erva which is be'etzem. It is the erva, which is really not nice to be, right? We cover, you saw the being covered up. And then there's something that attracts.
Right. Air.
Yeah. Air is basically anything that can attract.
Exactly.
Do the women have wigs?
Yeah, but the wigs attract those.
$3,000 wigs.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. If you learn erva is anything that attracts, so then maybe that's part of the problem. While others learned that if everyone is doing it, it doesn't attract attention. The only reason why it attracts attention is because it's different.
Rebbe, bald woman, she doesn't have to cover her hair?
A bald woman?
Yeah, because you just said erva's only sota because it's sarot.
Yeah, theoretically.
She has no sarot.
That's right, theoretically. But if you learn that the derech was to cover the head,
cover hair, it's a,
so that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Then zerosha.
Yeah, but see, she looks different. Something is different about her.
So what?
So again,
it's actually not attractive.
So it depends who you talk to.
I have a little question.
If you're a ball player, people like that. I mean, you don't have to say that in public. No one's really not interested in your issues. What? Okay, go ahead, yeah.
That's exactly that.
A woman should cover her hair so that other men won't get attracted to her. Some women go, they put a wig on, they look even better with a wig.
Everybody keeps, you know what it is? It's like on the airplane, they just keep on reversing the same ear. We got it. That's the sugya. Okay,
you know
we got
it.
It
probably goes back to the same thing as Minhag HaMakom. If everybody's going like
that. That's what I was trying to tell you. It has a lot to do with Minhag HaMakom.
If all the women around are going in a wig or hair down, and that's a normal style, then there is where it's a normal thing to do.
Purpose.
The problem is when she goes with a wig that's too
exactly
exciting.
Now that's one with that's one a theory. That's one. What do you call that? Mahalach. Others don't learn like that. Others learn here is aser, and the Benos Yisrael have to go around with tachat. So let me tell you, the wig issue is more than a halacha shir. It's a controversial. It's hashkafa. It's community issue, meaning different chugim. I don't care about that. That's not the point of this halacha shir. What was the get to the halacha shir is asur likra kriyat shma ulevarech kenegda vafilu b'makom shirov anashim ochot b'shut rabim b'day pritzut lelo sharvulim. They don't wear covered arms. Asur levarech kriyat shma kenegdan ve'en chiluk b'zeh ben azmanim. Now you understand. Those three words I gave you the background. Which means it covers it. You don't have to have that. It should be.
Is it her norm or halacha's norm? Let's say her norm is to wear on top, and now she wore up here. But halacha says you got to cover the elbow. So where are we talking?
He's trying to say that it has to be from here and up is a problem. But from here and down, it's not this.
She's used to normally.
Let's make it. We're not even going there anymore. Okay. Now, where is this nogea? Nogea, you're on a bus. You're on a train. Could you make a bracha?
Retail him.
It's a big issue. Okay. Now, mutalur kreis kriyashma ulavarech neged panel v'yodel shalisha. You're allowed to in front of the face and the hands, right? The face is not a problem, right? Even where they cover, even where there's more avul im istakaba bekavana, but if you look at her bekavana for her prettiness, aser shafilu b'loy kriyashma yinal. I'll look at her. So just to comment, so I'm not reading kriyashma, so it's mutter. No, I look at the ad because I'm not reading kriyashma. That's not mutter, okay? The only time it's mutter to look at a woman if it's not with the intent of having pleasure. Can't constantly look at a lady and say, oh, I don't know, yeah. And it has to be without being mayen. Beria means a glance, not sit there and stare at her. Then mutter likrei kriyishma ulevarech keneged paneha. So if you're on the bus and the lady is not, she's dressed okay, but her face is uncovered, right? She has a pretty face. Are you allowed to read Kriyashma in front of a pretty face?
You want to impose Sharia law?
So I would tell you, we're not discussing Sharia law of sitting on the train. How about Sharia law about davening? The discussion was, can I sit there in front of that lady and say kriyashma?
But is that considered otherwise?
That's what I'm trying to say. As long as you're not staring at her, he's saying, then you can read kriyashma.
What if a lady's uncovered but she's ugly? She looks like a big gorilla. You know you have
so
nothing.
Then she should have Sharia law and cover her face with a with
no,
the water.
No, but I'm saying you did.
With the
can we
what
say
do they call
person?
That? With one, what's that? It's a mitzvah to cover her face.
Can we say that a person
why?
Trust himself
because it says clearly, sakanis nefashis baderech. What?
Can you trust yourself not to look? Let's say there's a bemet, something ugly, uncovered, whatever, it's weird. I'm not going to look at this. This is
yes, it's not derech hanah, then it's mutter.
So you could say
I once said, what do they call that thing? The hijab, what do they call it? Yeah, the hijab. I once said that if they took off the hijab, it would be more tznius. At least you'd see what it is, you wouldn't want it. Like this, when you cover it up, I can get really in trouble for this, no? Okay, now, yeah. Isha nesua shal pidin chayevis l'chasis roisha.
Topic Sharia law.
Asa likra kriyat shma levarik kenegdok she nimtzis bebeisa b'reish megula. She's home, and she's not covered her hair. You're still not allowed to what? Read kriyat shma and make a bracha. Afili ishtai. V'imi loy veshes peya nachris. That's a dirty word in your community. V'imi loy veshes Peya
Nachrit.
Now the truth is, I always thought to myself, the word Nachrit really means it's not hers. Nechar means it's strange. But by you people, you made a whole new thing out of it, that it's a goyish thing, Peya Nachrit, a goyish thing. Okay, yeah. L'roisha terhet. Afa pishein lishin esu alatsa shesarabim epein nafris. Even though you're not walking the street with it, kamakim bebayis mutal likrais kriyashma levara kinev. Now, if you notice, we didn't discuss should she wear that in the house. It's an old discussion. I've long wanted to speak to the Yosefs about it. In the house, is it okay if a woman wears a panachris, right? If she wears a wig. I look around and maybe some of you guys should wear a wig. Now, v'isha nesua shregila tamid laleches begila reis b'shus haravim af api shioiveres aldas v'oise isim in atayra u'mevadish shasida litin es adin. You gotta scare her, yeah. Mikamakaim ein isalikar kriyashma levarich kenegda. Shal inyan zed dina kedina psula shem ravakish regila leches tamid. It's interesting. No, he's saying an interesting thing. If a woman walks in the street, you can still make a bracha in front of her. Because she's no different than a regular girl. I mean, that's what... Didn't I tell you that's the svar of the Aruch HaShulchan? Remember I told you this? Shehalacha reivechas hi shemuta likris kriyashma levara kenegdon. Shekivan shregilais hein bekach. So if you're on a bus and you need to read Kriya Shema, it's late, whatever, could you read Kriya Shema? And the answer is yes.
Only Megula? Yes. Or what? How? What? Yes.
She has her hair uncovered.
Forget about the hair. She's wearing a...
No, that not. No, not even a net.
That's the point. A net is only face. Right. But things that are supposed to be covered normally, you're not allowed to say a bracha if it's not uncovered. That's the point.
Okay. Now I want to tell you.
Nowadays,
so that's it. So theoretically, if you're on a bus, you can read Kriya Shema.
Theoretically, you're saying everybody's.
I'm being very careful because I don't want people to bother me afterwards. But he holds like this. He holds that. Not everybody holds that way. You know that, right?
Summer. Everywhere you go out here.
That's right.
Covered.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about covered this. This is, you see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. There's different parts. Hair is not the same as body. It's not the same. What I want you to walk away from this year is A, not to quote me, because I'll deny I ever met you.
We haven't recorded.
B, I can still do it. Don't worry, I'll still deny I ever met you. B, you hear? I want you to understand the sugya, and that is that there's two dinim of erva. There's erva because it's not snanua, it draws attention, and that's not how Jewish women walked. And then there's erva be'etzem. So it was your question, really. What's called erva? That was the shit today. What's called erva? Now, how about if it's on the television? The news reporter, she said, I want to know why even have a television.
It's, does it have a dim microphone?
And the answer is, I'm talking about the closet where nobody, no, okay, so let me tell you the real answer. The real answer is I once walked into a office of a very hush of a group of people, you know, people who are shayim and tayrim mitzvahs. I walked in there, and it's a screen. They need the screen because it gives you the stock market, you know, and some of these huge. You're talking about bigger than life. You know what I mean? It was amazing. Right? Okay. So they have the lady talking about the stock market. I walked in there and I almost like keeled over from nausea when I saw the woman. I go, ugh. She looks like Bozo the Clown. So ugly. It's so... So the people in the office said to me, what are you talking about? She's gorgeous. That's what they said. They're good people. So first of all, I'm looking, I'm going, gorgeous. I mean, she's painted. She looks almost like a toy. She looks like a human being almost. So he tells me, oh, because you don't understand, you know, the American Yoifi. But what did strike me was that they're staring all day. And they look and they think she's beautiful. That's us, sir. Then you're not allowed to look at the television screen. There's a tremendous issue. People don't realize that if you think that person has, and you're joying, you're not allowed to look at her.
What's the issue of enjoying from Erva?
You're not allowed to erva. What do you mean? Like silver chavas dove, or what do you mean?
Well, I have a painting of a pig in your office where you work.
What?
A pig? Why, you think it's beautiful, you mean? You're getting turned on by a pig? Well, what's your question? What's your question, Zach? And therefore what? What's wrong with a pig? I mean,
are you allowed to have...
Yeah, you're allowed to enjoy the beauty, Mashem.
You're allowed to enjoy the look of a pig. I looked at that lady on the screen as that. I thought, and I... okay, now. And they were enjoying it, so I don't know. I guess... Okay, now. Shakasuf, the Pasuk says, okay, the Pasuk says, Shakatuv, Hikpir Ali Staklus Varia, Shenemar, Veloyire Bechor Vazdavar, Rene Shayin Roya, Lev Choymish, Aria Bali Dehirur, Lachain Gam Erva Niris Derecha Televisia, Chlav Veloyire Bechor Vazdavar. Now, why is he discussing this? And then we'll stop over here. Because I see that people want to run to business to see their pig on the wall in the office over there. Okay.
I told him many times, take it off. We don't need it.
Why do you care? Let him have it. He's showing it to Musser. That's what you guys look like. A pig running after money.
I have my desks and I have that.
And the answer is, you're giving him a Musser. Don't be a pig in business. What's wrong?
That's the point. If you're too greedy, you get slaughtered.
Okay. Now, what is the issue? The question is, if it's not live, is that called Royas Ha'erv?
Oh, wax. Madame Tussauds back to it.
It's not live. You're seeing it through something else. So the truth is, he's explaining, since the Isur is the thought, so it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if it's real or not. So, for example, if someone sees an animated Dechvei's clip, and it's a cartoon, right? To me, I look at the real things, it looks like a cartoon. But let's say the animated stuff, right? And a person has enjoying what it's still asur. We're going to stop over here. Baruch Hashem li olam.
Amen. Today's topic is Sharia law, everything asur.